Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hi guys, hello my dear fellow foreign English speakers, and welcome back to Robbie's English Harmony video blog. In today's video, I'm going to send a very simple message across to you, my friends. Namely, less sometimes is more when it comes to learning and improving your English. And here's exactly what I mean by this. You may be under the impression that the more phraseology, vocabulary, grammar structures, grammar rules, whatever kind of stuff you're learning in terms of English, right? You might be under the impression that the more of everything you learn, the better. But here's the thing. There's only so much your brain can handle, okay? So, at any given time, there's only a few new things that you can incorporate in your daily English spoken practice sessions and in the conversations with other people, basically. And obviously, if you don't have any chances of speaking with other people, it's purely the self-practice that should be the primary means for you to improve your spoken English, right? I've been going on about this like a broken record in all my videos, so I'm kind of sick of repeating it, right? But I have to tell you that just in case you are someone who hasn't watched my previous videos, basically, if you just came across my YouTube channel or my video blog right now, okay? So here's the thing. There's only so many things you can incorporate and expect to be absorbed by your brain and your mouth. You have to be able to speak it all out loud, okay? Your ability to recognize stuff is one thing. It's comprehension. It's way, way bigger. Basically, the number of things that you recognize is way more than you can actively use. That's a fact. And if you think about it, it makes an awful lot of sense, right? It is evident not just in language learning, but pretty much in any other aspect of life. For instance, now I'm studying for an exam tomorrow. I'm in a college and we're doing a thing called CompTIA A plus exam, right? I could show you the book if it says anything to you, right? CompTIA is the certification, is the organization issuing the certificate, right? And there's thousands of specifications in terms of computers that have to be learned off by heart. So it's cramming all that stuff, right? But the thing is that if you are given, you are basically asked a question in the test and you are given multiple choice answers. When you look at it, you kind of recognize stuff, whereas if you had to write it, if you actually had to come up with all those specifications, all those abbreviations, technical terms and all that, if you had to come up with it yourself, it'd be way more difficult. Needless to say, I still have to cram, basically memorize an awful lot for the exam to be successful, to have a fair chance of passing it, right? But the thing is that you recognize more than you can actually produce by yourself, right? Your ability to recognize is always more, no matter what aspect of life is looked at, whether it's language learning, learning for an exam, or learning any other subject for that matter, right? So where were we? Excuse me, just have a sip of water because I'm my mouth is getting dry, right? So where were we? I have this terrible ability of straying off the subject. So I'm currently having a hard time remembering where I actually was when I started talking about my exam. Yeah, here's the thing, right? Your ability to recognize is way, way better than your ability to produce something yourself. So just because you speak with other people, you interact on a daily basis, or you read English stuff, you watch English stuff, whatever, that's another prerequisite of actually improving your fluency. You have to be immersed in the English language, right? So you basically, you are in the middle of it all. You kind of get the impression that there's so much out there to know. There's so much English vocabulary and phraseology that people use. And you might be under the impression that you have to be able to perform at the same level. You have to be on par in terms of your vocabulary, of your phraseology. You have to be on an equal footing, right? So you might try and learn thousands of phraseology, thousands of new vocabulary words, and you might actually beat yourself over the fact that you can't remember it all, that you can't use it all, right? But here's where I'm coming from. Less is more, because if you learn how to use 10 new phrases properly within, say, 5 days or even 10 days, right? And if you do it right and you can actually use those phrases in a number of different situations, that ability, that skill, that knowledge is way more solid than if you just were to learn 100 new phrases superficially. If you just knew kind of how to use them, but you failed to actually actively develop the ability to actively use them yourself without any thinking whatsoever, you know? So what I'm saying is, if you learn to do one thing properly, it's better than learning 10 things, just recognizing them, but actually not being able to use them, okay? So don't be desperate that you can't absorb an awful lot of information. That's natural. That's pretty much what everyone is facing. I'm personally not learning a huge amount of phraseology or English vocabulary. It just happens gradually over time, you know, over the years, over the whole time I'm spending here in Ireland. I've acquired a fair amount of vocabulary and phraseology, but it doesn't mean that it happened in one day. You know, Rome wasn't built in one day. And in case that's my dog outside the window, I'm sorry if the sound is carrying through, but there's not much I can do about it, right? That's just a fact of life. He's out there, and he's basically saying hello to you. Anyhow, where was I? What was I saying? The last point I wanted to make was the following, basically. Rome wasn't built in one day, and you can't expect to improve your English ability, basically to ability to speak just like that in a couple of days' time. It might sound a bit controversial. It might sound as if it goes against the English Harmony system, which claims that you can actually improve your English very fast. You can, if you put in an awful lot of work, right? You can, if you spend hours a day purposefully memorizing the phrases and repeating them all over and over and over and over again, right, ad nauseum. But what I'm talking about more in this video is basically the fact that if you speak with other people, if you interact, if you just go about your daily business and do some random spoken English practicing, you don't have to be beating yourself over the fact that you can't use an awful lot of expressions all at once. That skill doesn't come as easily, you know. That skill, it gets developed over the years, and basically that's why sometimes less is more. You basically focus on a few things, learn them properly, and that's how you build profound English vocabulary and phraseology over a good number of years, and eventually you will emerge a fluent English speaker just like me. I'm just bragging now, but obviously that was a joke. There's people out there way more fluent than me. I'm just fortunate enough to have this website, this YouTube channel, and having the ability to communicate with you, my dear friends, right? So that was today's message. And if you have any comments or questions in relation to this matter, post them in the comment section below. Thanks for watching the video. Bye.